I want to see a Bezos movie.
Yeah, well, he had a tough childhood. That's why he had to take over the world.
That's why, you know. Yeah, you're like, he also has Bond villain head.
He was his made.
His eye is a little droopy.
Yeah.
And then when he got on steroids and he got that, like, sexy porn wife, his second wife.
Oh, yeah, the one he has now?
Yeah.
She's like a Latina. Like,
well, you see him, his first marriage, and you're like, it's almost like a stereotypical movie. Like Dewey Cox.
Yeah.
Where like the first wife.
Like a pretty normal wife. And then he's like goes for the big blusty supermodel or whatever. That's exactly it.
When at first he's like, I'm going to sell books out of our garage. And she's like, Jeffrey.
I'll stick by you.
Jeffrey, this is a crazy idea. But I love you.
Yeah, I love you, Jeffrey. She's a six. She'll stay by him.
And then she does. And then he's like, I just checked my bank account. I've got $80 billion.
I don't need you.
Beat it.
Why am I married to a girl from Mundelein, Chicago? Suburb.
He's like, beat it, you wet blanket. He goes, are you going to get novelty-sized tits? And she's like, no, I'm going to love you the way I did when we were poor in that townhouse.
I'm not
going
to fuck you on the moon.
he can do billionaire sex stuff now.
We need fake tits.
I have a sex swing made of kidnapped children. It's actually, they just hold hands.
They hold us up. Yeah. They scream the whole time.
I've got Cirque du Soleil kids holding themselves up in our Vietnamese fuck swing.
Gotta love him.
I am excited for...
We're going to join his militia. Yeah, we're all going to be fighting in the Amazon militia.
Oh, dude. Well,
Walmart militia, one of the two.
Do you think that's what it'll come down to, where it'll be like...
It'll be warring like mall stores.
Like the Elons versus the Waltons. Yeah,
you're like, oh, you're from the Nordstrom sector of America? Yeah. Oh, shit. Oh,
Macy's. You're in a Macy's neighborhood.
Yeah, I live in the Blockbuster part. We suck. We are weak.
Yeah, you're like, we got relegated down to Walmart territory.
No, they'd be good. They'll be holing up. But Northwest Arkansas. I feel like
all of their supplies would break.
Sure, yeah, everything.
Like their weapon, like Amazon, they could flood with weapons. They would be well stocked. I like doing this.
They got
post-apocalyptic battle of
Walmart
the billionaires.
Walmart AK-47s, like you get one clip and then it jams.
And Amazon, you have like 20 guns, but two of them work.
The Walmart ones only shoot black people.
Yeah.
They find a way to never jam.
This is crazy.
It finds out, no, not one of us. Shoot him.
Boom, boom, boom. I wonder, so you got the, you're going to have the Bezos versus the Waltons.
And Microsoft, they'll have like a small, very tech-heavy army, drone-heavy army.
You got Elon's army.
Elon, he's an idiot, though.
But he'll have like, he'll just have planes that crash into
He'll have planes that say retard as they've hit you.
And they go, oh, that was a pretty cool own.
Free speech.
Oh, did you see me totally own the Bezoses when I sent it over there? I can't do an Elon.
I don't know his voice.
It's South African. So that's
it's a weird...
South Africans like
it's like pretentious racist,
but it's also Australian.
Yeah, a little bit.
Australian has South African has like the Africana where they're like, oh, we're taking your land. I can't do it.
I don't know an Elon.
So Elon's weapons are drones that crash.
Bill Gates has like he infects like the computer software. He sends child porn to all the other leaders and they get caught and there's a scandal and they destroy him from within.
Don't you understand? This is Bill Gates. He definitely lives in like a Seattle temple with hoods.
Yeah.
And they're like, send the virus. It is. It's going to be a wasteland. It's going to be like Mad Max.
It's going to be crazy. And probably, not less than we think.
I missed the commercials at the Super Bowl.
Oh, you didn't see the commercials.
But I watched
the
a couple
Scientology
of them.
One.
Missed that one. Was that one nuts?
They're just like lying to you, like, oh, we'll change your life. Everyone's smiling, like, it'll be fun.
There's
the Jesus one. There's the anti-Semitism one.
Which out of the three religious ones you just named, Scientology being a religion?
Sure, of course. It's a great religion. Great religion.
All praise L. Ron. L.R.H.
L. Ron Hubbin. Xenu will return.
Get your Theatin level up.
Yeah.
Who was the best one out of Christian?
The Jesus one was good. They did a good job. It was weird. It was like all random people like washing each other's feet, like a callback to Jesus washing that prostitute's feet or whatever.
I think didn't he wash the leper or did he kiss the leper?
He kissed the leper. He like washed some whore's feet or something. Or she washed his or something. I don't remember. It's been a while.
Do you think Jesus looks down like...
He's like, I don't need ads.
But he also goes like,
isn't me coming back from the dead a fucking ad?
Again with the foot stuff?
Yeah, why are we?
I did that once.
I'm coming back to kill y'all. I don't need an ad at the Super Bowl.
Gee, guys, trust me. When I come back, it's not going to be good.
That's why you know Allah's the one true God. They didn't need an ad. Well, they didn't need an ad. Buddha didn't need an ad.
By the way.
Jesus is like, we're hurting.
Allah?
Yeah.
Good luck making an ad.
Good luck. Well, yeah, right. There's no faces. Yeah, everyone's
guys, I'm going to bring up Charlie Hebdo real quick to say that. I don't think we should do a... Well, because the Jesus...
You thought 9/11 was big? We're coming back.
He does... What's the phrase? He gets us? He's just
he
like us?
He gets us. He gets us. That's the phrase.
Jesus. God, he gets us.
Don't you, why did Jesus need a new slogan? 2,000 years in, they're like... Reincarnation, resurrection wasn't enough.
Someone
got something snappier that they could hashtag.
Someone was stressed out at home, and their wife was like, "What's going on?" He's like, "I'm trying to find this new pitch for Jesus."
Yeah, pitching for Jesus. Yeah. Like, we just did a great Doritos ad. Yeah, we think you'll be perfect for Jesus.
How about Jesus? He's coming back. No.
No.
How about Jesus? He was a Jew. You go, no.
He was a Jew too.
Yeah. Okay. And then like someone has, it's like.
Jesus, we're all Jews.
It's that moment where someone goes like, I don't know. He'd probably get us. What did you say?
Whoa.
He gets us.
That's the guy who came up with Bet You Can't Eat Just One from Lay's.
This guy's
a legend.
He's unconscious from beyond the arc. He goes, yeah, Jesus, he gets us. He's one of us. Boom, Jesus is my homeboy.
He could free Palestine if he wanted to. He
come just, in,
liberate. Don't have enough money.
Did they do any...
They did anti-Semitism one.
Okay.
But they couched it in more of an anti-hate. They made it... It was very clearly anti-Semitic, but they made it like, no, we hate all hate.
But
they
also,
put in like one little anti-Muslim hate, but not as much. Yeah. That's kind of what it was.
But if you weren't aware, Jew hate's still out
Jew
there.
Jew hate's the worst, though, by the way.
That's the spiciest.
That's the spiciest one.
It's like when they do what's the hot ones show?
Like BW, B-dubs, hot ones.
They do hot ones, but with hatred.
Oh, yeah.
They go, white male hate. Not that hot.
Not that
hot. And then they're building
homophobia.
It up.
Not trending anymore.
Then they go, black hate. Black hate's hot. It's hot.
We're getting there.
Yeah. And they go, now try Jew hate. And they go, what the fuck is this? It's crazy. It's like them crying. Oh, shit.
Anti-Muslim hate? They were asking for it.
Yeah. They've done a lot of fucked up shit.
Shouldn't have done that thing in October. Shouldn't have done it.
I always love they always go back to like, if you're Muslim, you go like, dude, that wasn't even us. That was some other crazy guys.
Right.
That would be like if they always brought up Timothy McVeigh or something. You go,
oh,
like,
it is. Yeah, yeah. It's the same. Oh, that was Oklahoma. Yeah, come
he's
on.
Crazy.
He's Ruby Ridge.
So they did the Jesus.
Yeah,
they did the
Scientology.
And the Scientology was
those
just like.
Those are the three religious ones I remember. Oh, and RFK Jr. had an ad,
I saw the
too.
Apology on that.
He apologized?
Yeah, to his family.
Why? Because it was all using like old Kennedy. But it got me thinking about it.
Did it?
I love a Kennedy. I love a Kennedy. They're a great family. We could get another assassination. That's what I'm all about. Let's go 3 for 3, folks.
Yeah.
Let's go 3 for 3.
Someone's going around. They're just like the Oswald family goes, this is it.
This is it.
It's how I felt about the Niners playing the Chiefs again in the Super Bowl. I go,
we get another chance.
Got another shot. Yeah. We're back in it, baby. We're back
Dad
in it.
Dad never even did it the first time. We got to get him now.
New year,
yeah.
New team.
I would love. There's a lack of assassinations in politics. That's all I'm saying.
We
haven't had one in so long.
The problem is it tends to bring about world wars.
It does.
Or civil wars.
But great documentaries. Great docs.
I'm cool with 10 more years of being cool and then bring it on when I'm a little older.
Yeah, yeah. We want 10 more years of vague normalcy. Then let's let it rip.
Man, I'll tell you what. You go to the... I got to go to the Super Bowl in Las Vegas.
That's crazy.
A big thanks to Shane Gillis and Michael Che. Shane gave me his... he got a better hotel room and he gave me his room.
Dang, okay. Really close to the stadium?
I mean, it was off the Raiders stadium's pretty close to the strip.
Really?
Okay. It's walking distance.
I hate Vegas. Vegas is trash.
I hate
it. It's one of the worst places on earth.
Loved it when I was young and I drank.
Sure. Oh, you're sober. Oh, God. Well, getting high, the spectacle's kind of...
It's not. It's you know what it is? It's anxious 40-year-old high.
Yeah.
It's not like, whoa, the lights. It's like this.
And you're engaged to, like, none of it means anything to you.
The sex is sad.
Yeah.
The gambling is sad. It's a pit of sadness.
You don't gamble?
I love gambling.
Oh, really? But
I only do it in Vegas.
You bet on the game?
I only do card. I like blackjack.
Blackjack's fun.
I love playing craps. I have to have it re-explained to me every time, but once you get into it,
it's not that, yeah, it's not too
very
hard.
Fun.
Yeah,
yeah. I would say it's the most fun game to play.
But so fun.
My favorite thing in the world is to get a blackjack table of all my friends.
Oh, and you just like all just shooting the shit and shooting everything. The shit,
playing
like $5 minimum, like just lasts for hours. I love that.
Vegas,
that shows how poor I am. But
Vegas
yeah.
for the Super Bowl. All the minimums went like,
oh,
you were
right.
lucky
it's
to
like
find
a $100 minimum yeah, or whatever.
You were lucky
God
to find
damn.
A $25 table.
I was thinking they should have a section of the Super Bowl that's just for poor people. They're like, yeah. get like all the poor, get all the homeless people in San Francisco and Kansas City, give them a section and some Hennessy and some 40s and just let them go.
It's like a student section at a college game.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, the like, yeah, it's like, let the poor people, cause they're the ones that need it the most.
Just, they want to go inside.
Rich
more
people
than
don't need to watch the Super Bowl. They can
so that was the,
do whatever they want.
I've been to 2 Super Bowls.
Oh, you've been to another one.
I went to 2019 when they lost to the Chiefs the first time.
Oh God. Oh, maybe it's you.
I might be. Well, I'll
you
tell you what, 49ers fans, rest easy. Easy. I will never go to another 49er Super Bowl again.
You
I will
can't.
Only watch from I can't 0-2. I can't go
you
to
really
another
can't.
One. But you see, especially Vegas, you see like wealthy people in an evil way because it's all the lights and there's like people being like, I yeah. felt horrible for anyone that went to the Super Bowl that was a fan that like
actually cared about the game.
Cared about the game and maybe isn't doesn't have the hookups or maybe doesn't have money where most Super Bowl tickets cost $8,000 a piece.
$8,000?
That's what they were like the average
Jesus
was.
Jesus Christ.
So when the 49ers beat the Lions, Che was like, Che and I text about the 49ers all the time. He's a 49ers fan. Like I told you, for the funniest reason, which is that he wanted to make his brother mad in the late 80s. And his brother,
I do respect that. His, I do respect
that. It's out of spite. His like brother that. Was a Giants fan, so he became a 49ers fan, and then it just stuck. So he's just like a lifelong 49ers
good
fan.
Good time to get into the 49ers.
Great
too.
Time.
Not
late
bad.
80s
not
was the
bad.
Perfect time.
Yeah.
So we text all the time. We beat the Lions, and I'm like, dude, we got to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Shane, I knew, was going to be out there. Because Shane had texted me a couple
He knows like McCaffrey and them, doesn't he?
Well, he knows every NFL player. Yeah. NFL players love Shane.
Sure.
They love Shane.
Because he was Gillis. Close to playing, wasn't he?
Wasn't no, he, like, he was recruited.
He could have played D1 or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, he was recruited.
Yeah.
He was good at football.
Yeah, yeah.
I was horrible at football.
Right. I was good.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, I was a speedy tight end. Everyone knows.
Dude, that would be so funny if we look it up and you were like a 5-star
destroying Minnesota football.
Dude, if we find out you're a blue chip,
yeah,
you're like, oh, I had the choice between Iowa, Nebraska, like all
I
these.
Chose
like,
stand up. I chose stand. I stopped working out. I used
you know
to
what?
Be ripped.
I just
want
to be snarky. Like if we find an old picture of you and you're just all trapped.
I played on like those 9-man football teams the farm kids played on,
like Nebraska.
Yeah, yeah, they
8-man football.
Yeah, 8-man. It was 8-man.
Colorado has a bunch. Eastern Colorado. Has
yeah,
a bunch
all
of,
my cousins played on those.
Those
yeah.
guys are tough as shit.
They are, and they wrestle in the that's and, their other sport they yeah, do. That's
they're the
crazy.
Most. They're the toughest kids in high school.
They're so stupid, but they're beautiful men.
Beautiful.
The cauliflower ear,
and
so fun.
It is. If you're a military recruiter, go to every 8-man football.
They will all join.
They'll be like, yeah.
Because they can't stop.
And they'll fuck shit up.
Right.
You don't
right.
want us. You don't want
thought. We would have won Fallujah if we had a few more 8-man squads.
Yeah, you don't want thoughtful pussies yeah. like us. Yeah. Guys with empathy.
Guys who have a book in their bag.
Yeah, like, where they go, actually, it was a pretty good read. I think I'm going to read through it again because I missed some of the central characters.
Yeah, there was some bombing. I didn't really understand what Kant was trying to say.
You just need a guy that's like, yeah, me and the 7 of my boys are going to go smack the shit out of this farm team. But Che and I texted and Che was like, I'm going to try to get his tickets. And so I bought a plane ticket to Vegas. Dang. Shane told me earlier because of his deal with Bud Light, he was like, I got Super Bowl tickets.
He's like, oh, he's so, Bud Light sponsored?
Yeah, wow. So like a month before, he was like, do you want to go to the Super Bowl? And it was in Vegas. So yeah. I was honest with him. I said, if it's the 49ers.
Otherwise, you would not go.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, because it's a trash, hedonistic hellhole.
If you've been to a Super Bowl, if anyone's ever been to a Super Bowl, they will tell you it sucks. It's just like corporate enema constantly.
Everyone there is rich, right?
You feel pressure up your asshole the entire time from corporations.
Oh,
because they're just like, welcome to the Michelob Ultra Escalator.
On the Doritos bathroom.
That's exactly what it is. Guess
what? Minute Maid toilet bowl welcomes you.
You're taking a Pepsi shit. And you're like, it's my own body, though. I don't even have control of my own body.
It's owned by Pepsi now.
In this stall, all that poop belongs to Coca-Cola. So Shane was like, do you want to go? And I was like, dude, thank you for the offer. It's incredible that you would offer this. Unless it's the 49ers, no.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, I'm going to bring other people. And then Shane being Shane, he kept texting me being like, it's crazy you turned down Super Bowl tickets. You know, it's busted.
You've already been to one, though. If you hadn't been to one,
I told him, like, dude, Shane does a thing where he busts balls perfectly, and he knows where he's going to get you to the point where you go,
yeah,
dude, okay. Like, uh-huh. I think that's always his goal, is to get you.
To convince you to do something.
Or to get you until you go like, all right, man.
Fine.
Yeah.
I'll fucking go to the Super Bowl.
But I told him, I go, dude, Vegas is a nightmare for me. Like, I'll do Skankfest because that's a comedy festival. But outside of that,
right.
I will never go to Vegas.
It's a sad place.
I used to go there a lot.
People who grew up there, it's like, how would you grow up there?
There's comics that live there.
I know. I did Regan like the club there. It's actually fun, but it sucks.
They do entertainment well.
They do. I'm seeing Dead & Co. there this summer.
See what I mean?
Sphere or whatever. I couldn't say no. Gotta see them before they die.
Vegas always gets you.
Yeah.
And I used to drive up there when I went to the University of Arizona.
Uh-oh.
My friend Johnny went to UNLV, and I had some friends that lived in Henderson.
UNLV must be wild.
It was wild. But when you go visit them, they want to go do college shit, and you're like, well, you're going to go to the Strip? And that's like us going to Times Square, living in New York.
Right. They're like, we've been there, done like, that. You don't want to go to a hooker there. We don't need that.
You don't want to go to the Strip.
Yeah.
It sucks.
It's like going to Disney World if you live in Orlando or whatever.
But imagine if the Super Bowl was in Times Square. That's what it was like.
Has it ever been in New York?
Yeah.
It's been a bit.
It was the Seahawks Broncos.
Dang. Oh, a terrible one.
Dude, yeah, the Broncos got fucking crushed. Yeah, yeah. But I say that as a Niners fan. I was like, come on, Broncos. And then they got
my whooped. The Vikings will never make the Super Bowl. We have no shot. But you guys used to go all the time. Back in the day, before you were born. We were the Bills before the Bills were the Bills.
You were the first Bills, original 0-4.
We lost like 4-6. Yeah.
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 Is your dad a huge Vikings fan?
He just because he wants to relate to me, but he doesn't really care.
Do you care?
I do. I don't as much as I used to, but I do. I used to love football.
Let me rephrase this.
I do hate to say, like, the CTE and stuff takes me out a little bit.
Well, yeah, it's
when sad. You're like, well, oh, he's going to kill himself.
Yeah, especially when they started actually doing it.
Yeah, and then, yes. That Chiefs player who just shot himself in front of the coach or whatever. This is not as fun anymore.
Dude, I love
it. Homeless
Pimp's looking at us like,
You haven't heard of this? This is like a, I can't remember
his
name right now.
So what they do is, Junior Seau.
Oh, Junior Seau killed himself.
But what they do is this is fucking dark. They shoot themselves in the chest.
Because they want them to see the brain.
Because they want to be like, I'm telling you, something's wrong up here.
Because they can't find out if you have CT until you die. How can they not find out?
Because they have to like...
They can go to the fucking moon.
Yeah, but they can't.
We get to the fucking moon, they can't. That's peek in my brain a little bit.
You just did such a bar take. That's such an airport scientific bar take.
I think about that all the time, though. I stand by it.
If you're at an airport bar, I would hear that come out. Where he goes,
we can go to the fucking moon?
Well, you can make Advil, but you can't find...
Why don't they make the brain out of the black box? Hey. Come on. Come on.
But they said they can't. Apparently CTE is like little dark spots in your brain.
Sure.
And they can't do it.
They'd have to peel you open or whatever. They have to
fillet your brain.
That's why they keep the brain intact so they can be like, told you so.
Well, dude, Chris Benoit, when he died, he hung himself. So they had his brain. And they said he had the brain of like an 80-year-old boxer.
Oh, God.
They said like his brain was just...
They live a nice life, though.
But it does take you out.
That's why I've tried to make a joke for years, but it's like, I don't feel bad for the NFL player CT, but like a Division III player gets it too. They didn't even get a scholarship, and they're a drooling Walmart greeter.
Dude,
I'm playing fullback at North Texas State.
They did the science, and they said that the impact... is as bad as low as 11 years old. They said 11-year-old kids running into each other.
Like letting your kid play it is just like insane. They said,
wait till he's 14.
They're like, no CRT, just CTE.
Yeah, we only get CTE in this house. Yeah. Now, let me ask you a question, because I know you're on your high horse about all this brain damage.
I still love football. I still watch it.
My question to you is, if the Vikings got real good.
Oh, of course. I mean, I follow the Vikings. I'm going to the game. But you'd be
Skull Nation.
Oh, of course. I have all the Culpepper jerseys, Moss jerseys when I was a kid.
Who's your favorite Viking?
Randy Moss, the greatest football player of all time.
I love it.
He's the great. I love him.
Mooning at the Packers.
Oh, so good.
And he gets in trouble. And it is like
he was high the whole time. He was like high his whole career.
I loved the Patriots redo with him, where Belichick was like,
I did root for them because he's my hero. I love Randy Moss,
dude.
That'd be the one football player I'd like geek out if
you met Randy Moss.
The other ones I wouldn't really care about him.
It's funny to think about his cool older black guy energy, and you're like excited. Yeah,
I really like your. Remember when you had 1,600 yards in 2003?
You and Chris Carter made up the greatest receiving corps.
You, Chris Carter, Jake Reed, the deep three. Come on, remember that.
You guys losing to Atlanta 98.
That was like the first football thing I had consciousness for, was Gary Anderson missing wide left, first field goal he missed in a year and a half or whatever.
Cy had me on his Vikings podcast.
Oh, Cy Amundsen, a legend. Minnesota legend.
He's so funny. And he had me on his podcast, and it was the Vikings were a part of it.
Oh yeah, because he like has connections to the team or
he
whatever.
Like works the team. And so he asked me, he's like, hey, will you just come on and talk about like the 49ers or whatever? You're a huge Niners fan. And I was like, yeah, dude, absolutely. And we talked a little bit about the Vikings. Football is so tribal that when someone finds out you're not a Vikings fan and you're talking about them,
it's like, what do you know?
Yeah.
What do you fucking know?
It's the comments. You weren't there. Like,
you don't remember the Love Boat scandal or whatever?
Yeah. And you're like, I don't remember that.
Oh, it was like the Dante Culpepper era. They rented a boat on Lake Minnetonka and had like 20 hookers on it, and were just in the open. They were doing a thing called running through the okra, which is where they would hold the women up and just eat them out while holding them in the air. And they were just doing it in the open on a July afternoon, and all these families were boating by like, what the hell is going on?
Wait, really?
Yeah, and they got caught.
A guy was doing like eating the bottom of an ice cream cone?
Yeah, Brian McKinney, he's called it running through the okra. They all got caught and nothing really happened.
But it is like, they are our modern day gladiators.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So can you imagine in Rome them being like, hey, guys, the orgies are a little much. And they're like, you're being a lot right
Spartacus,
now.
Spartacus, you're never seen with women of color. Okay, so we have please. A big problem with that. We have a huge image problem right here.
We need you to start dating some Egyptians or maybe some Persians.
You have enough Thracian whores. Okay, please move on.
Your love of Roman whores is problematic. But it is.
We have an emperor of color now, okay?
I feel like we should just let football players be barbarians.
Once
like,
they retire, they should just be able to shoot each other.
But like there's like stories of like guys where they're like, yeah, have them battle to the death.
Yeah, like you retired, you're gonna kill yourself, why not kill each other? Get make a little like, money out of it.
Get someone morally corrupt like Dana White to do like, I'll set up a fight to the death between and then you're like,
if Dante Culpepper goes after like Brett Favre or whatever, it'd be great.
Or they just like, and they just like throw weapons down and they have to wear their jersey.
Yeah
sell it.
Get Aaron Rodgers, get him on ayahuasca and have him shoot himself.
He's just like crazy and he's got like nunchucks. He's like, I studied this in my dark hole.
That guy's such a dweeb. Aaron Rodgers became such a loser.
He just became the guy at your high school that got too into conspiracy theories and you're like it was so fun deep. When we were smoking weed in sophomore year,
it's like
senior year you're like, all right, dude,
you actually think Doritos are made of child semen. Okay, Aaron, it's come hard, on you.
There has to be so many people around Aaron Rodgers that have been like,
dude, he's gotta right. stop doing ayahuasca.
You're like, dude, Aaron, come on.
He also like thinks it's you can do drugs, but when he goes on like the Pat McAfee show, it says Aaron Rodgers, ayahuasca enthusiast.
Well, I think that's them fucking with him.
You don't think he wants that? No. I think he tells him to put that there.
I think
there,
that's Pat
think?
McAfee
being is it funny. Them fucking with him?
I think
damn.
That's. I think
well,
that's,
that ruins my whole theory. Then.
Yeah, okay. No, I think that's them being like, right?
Ayahuasca oh, they're like guy? Pointing him out as kind of an idiot.
Which is one of a thing that
I like that. Then.
I thought was really funny to do to people for a while is behind friends when they're saying something, go like, like that. That's
drop.
Them doing that, being like, yeah. They're like, that's just bad. I could be like, he's on Iowa. But when you go to Vegas for the Super Bowl, it's so on the road. I can't sing, or I would say, imagine if I thought I could sing. I'd be obnoxious shit. Cleveland, Ohio. I'm coming to Hilarities. It's a very fun comedy club, and I have a fucking blast every time I'm in Cleveland. Might stop by the candy store, work on this pre-diabetes. February 22nd through February 24th. A couple of the shows are already sold out, but there are some tickets available for Hilarities in Cleveland. Then San Antonio. I'm doing a makeup date at LOL on February 29th. Leap Day. I will be in San Antonio at LOL. Tickets available there. DanSoder.com for those tickets. Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm coming to Go Bananas. First time I've been there in 9 years. I love that club. Dan St. Germain's going to be with me. I'm there March 8th and 9th. Nailed it. I'm there March 8th and 9th. And then Louisville. Louisville, Kentucky. Comedy Off-Broadway in Louisville. The birthplace of Hunter S. Thompson. Possibly the greatest American writer of all time. I will be there on Sunday, March 10th. Sundays in March don't mean shit because football's done. So come out and see me at Comedy Off-Broadway in Louisville on March 10th. So there you go. Cleveland, San Antonio, Cincinnati, and Louisville. All at DanSoder.com, plus all my other dates. All my dates are up there. Anything booked is at DanSoder.com. Go check if I'm coming to your city. Good luck with the rest of your day. And you know what? Don't take anything that people do to you personal. I'm just talking to myself at this point. But when you go to Vegas for the Super Bowl, it's so Vegas mixed with corporations.
It's already over the top. And then for the Super Bowl, I'm sure it's 100 times that.
Yeah.
And is everything more expensive too? Like everything food was crazy. Is just insane.
Everything was crazy.
How much is a beer at the Super Bowl?
I don't know.
You didn't buy a beer, I guess.
Oh, I did. I bought Che a couple beers.
What was it? 25?
18.
What? That's less than a Yankees game.
It was like,
what the hell?
I think it was, I bought Che a beer. I bought Che two beers and me a water, and it was $60.
Okay. I thought it would be more, honestly. That's just like a
but
Knicks
everything
game.
Else.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Everything. It's like stadium prices fall to the outside now.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
You, when you go to a Knicks game, when you go to that, you're like, it's stadium prices.
Yeah.
But when you go to a Super Bowl, they're like, oh, it's stadium prices.
And so they don't change.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, the whole city.
The whole city's on stadium prices.
Bottled water's $12 at the gas station.
They're like, they're not fucking around.
There's these 7-Elevens that are making their whole year in a weekend, I'm sure.
Che and I were walking over to the stadium, and there was this place called like the Hope Hotel. And you're like, they made their nut
in this week. No one stays there. It's like a 1-star hotel. Like, this is it, I guess.
But it's right next to the stadium.
Yeah, fucking Will Smith staying there because everything's full.
It was crazy. It was crazy because I went to the Super Bowl in Miami.
Oh, okay.
It was like around South Beach was crazy, but I'm sure you could get to like Fort Lauderdale and it wasn't as bad.
All of Vegas was crazy.
It was just like,
you'd have to go to like Arizona for it to be normal.
They were telling people, they're like, you can't take an Uber. You can't take a cab. You have to walk everywhere. Cause it's gridlock. Like on Las Vegas Boulevard,
really?
It was just gridlock the whole
time.
I took a tram. It was a lot.
Steven Paddock's probably like, I should have done the shooting during this game.
Like, oh,
that country music festival was nothing compared
to this.
He's
going like this. Oh, they're doing a Super Bowl.
Oh, I should have waited five more years. He's rotting in a jail right now. Like, why didn't
I break? Do you think he's on complete solitary confinement? We're talking about the mass shooter from Las Vegas.
The mass shooter, a legend. Okay. You know what I mean, folks. We're just kidding around.
There's at least one guy out there who went, he is.
He is. Well, he's number one. You can't take that away from him. Well, he was that's like the most conspiracy one. He's like clearly a government entity.
Really?
Yeah. Like they were giving him guns. He worked as a drug runner or gun runner for the government. His is the most mysterious mass shooting of all. He was like basically an agent that went rogue. That's pretty much what happened. Yeah.
Well, his setup.
Yeah, he got set up, kind of.
I keep thinking about this, and it's something I can't talk about on stage, but we've landed here on the podcast.
Yeah, I brought it up. I shouldn't have, but here we are.
Nothing changes the way you watch 90s action movies, more like modern day shootings, because if you, an action hero like Commando, when he's trying to get his daughter back, you could frame him as just like a lone gunman.
Oh, right.
Like Rambo and all that.
They never get him for that. Like, he's just a mentally ill loner.
That's what
he got bullied in high school.
That's why First Blood was so good.
Right. That was all about like
Vietnam,
PTSD.
They were rejected PTSD.
It's the best one.
It's the best one. But after that, you go like, he's just an incredible, he just gets more and more psychotic.
Like, why is he doing this?
Yeah. Like, that would be like if they let Klebold and Harris run it back, where they're like, what do you got?
He killed a couple pedophiles, you know, give him a chance. Yeah.
Hey, that guy didn't, it wasn't all bad.
Wasn't there that Dan Bilzerian
guy? I was going to bring that up.
You're going to bring up.
Dan Bilzerian, the poker player.
That like buff dude.
Yeah, the guy that's just on steroids.
18-year-olds every day.
He just hangs out with hot sluts.
Yeah, and he's famous for doing that, I think.
And
I don't know.
Mind frame for me ran out at like 22. Because like the second realize the whole concept of I only hang out with just hot chicks and occasionally a celebrity is the worst.
You know, because you've talked to those hot chicks, you're like, oh, they're like brutal to be around.
And it's, then when you come,
it's fun for a couple months, and then
he's just like, oh, doggy pile. And then you come and then you go like, did you ever watch The Good Place? And they go like, why?
No, why would I watch that?
Jeopardy's hard.
And you go like, yeah, I guess that's kind of the appeal of it. And then he's sitting there like he never wears a shirt. Like,
are you smarter than a fifth grader? That's kind
of
my
I truly think I might be the polar opposite of Dan Blazarian.
Yeah.
I never want to go shirtless.
Well, didn't he lie that he like took out a gun and was trying to find the shooter? That's why I brought him up about Vegas.
Did you ever watch the video?
Oh, is there a video of it?
Buddy, there is LVBD body cam
of him, like,
of him asking the cop for a gun. And the cop goes, what? Like, I'll tell you right now, I've had embarrassing moments with celebrities, but nothing is more embarrassing than when they're confused and annoyed. That feeling of being like it happened with Louis.
Yeah,
I was
drunk
and I like told him to come do this comedy club, but I was phrasing it crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, what? It was like 2007, and I was like, nothing.
Oh, you were just like, Ted just moved to New York.
So, but look it up. Look up.
God, I got to look that up.
Because he keeps going, like, you hear the firing from the hotel, the and then he goes, hey. And the cop's like behind something. He's like, what? And he's like, I'm a good guy. Give me a gun. I'm a good, the balls.
Look at my skin color. I'm the good guy.
Look at
Come
my
on.
Beard. Dude, take my shirt off.
Yeah.
I'm this ripped.
Look at this slot on my arm.
And she goes, I don't even know what's going on. She's just shrieking.
She's bleeding. She's hit.
He doesn't even know she's dead.
They killed slut number three.
Oh, no. I think her name was Crystal or Ashley. And she's like, I just got a 50 caliber.
I must avenge her.
He goes, one last bang, baby. I'm going to send you to Valhalla on my cock.
There we go.
Only I'll see you in Valhalla, my slut.
My slut. Feel this Ragnar cock.
He does the thing where he goes, shh, puts two old Roman dimes quarters on her eyes.
One last ride.
May you feast in heaven. But he keeps asking the cop for the gun, and the cop is like,
so sad.
Dude, shut up. And he's like, no, I'm a good guy.
What does he think is going to happen? Like, he's going to storm the hotel or whatever?
I'm telling you, in his mind, he was like this. Business is booming. like an Arnold line. Do you think mass shooters ever say Arnold lines?
Do you think they say, like cowabunga?
He goes, school's out. And they go like, no. You almost are tempted if you're a mass shooter.
They try to get a catchphrase going, and it never worked.
They're like, it's in a mall, and they go,
I guess class ended early today.
And they go, looks like you test it out. Or like in a mall where they're like, blue light special. And you're like, dude, you can't. But
that's so funny.
He tries to get this gun, and this cop is just like, dude, absolutely not. And he's like,
I respect you so much, man.
Bro,
you're so cool.
I'm thin blue line, bro. I'm behind it.
Look at the memes I posted. I'm on your side.
Give me a gun. I'm a good guy. Saying you're a good guy to a cop.
My boxers say all lives matter. Yeah. Come on, look.
I would be, if I was black, I'd be so tempted to use that on a pullover. You go, I'm a good guy. And they go, what? They're like, what the fuck?
You'd be shot immediately. Killed. You can't say instantly. That. I'm a good, give me your gun. He'd be like, he asked for my gun. I'm like, okay, well, shouldn't have done that.
That is the funniest thing that guy's ever done.
God, what a loser.
Yeah, you look at it and you go, like, it's so funny. And then he went back and told his harem of sluts, and they were like,
they wouldn't give me a gun, babes.
And they're like, this, why?
You're the good guy.
That's shady.
That's shady as fuck.
What, the one slut that's into conspiracies, and she goes, did you know that guy was a gun runner for the American government?
Whoa,
you're blowing my mind.
He kicks her out, though. You can't have a smart slut. You gotta have the dumb sluts.
You're too sharp for this circular bed.
He has a water bed. He has a circular bed. Yeah,
he has to have a circular bed.
It's in a heart shape or whatever.
He's the kind of guy that thinks sleeping on silk sheets is comfortable. If you've ever slept on silk sheets.
I don't think
sheets,
I ever have. I don't even know.
At one time, I did a gig with, I was opening for Bobby Kelly in the Poconos.
And you get silk sheets in the Poconos?
And they put us at one of those fuck resorts. It was like a swingers resort.
Wow.
And I like try to take a nap. I didn't even sleep overnight there. I tried to take a nap and I like did it. I was like, silk sheets?
Are they like too smooth?
You're just like you feel like you're laying in someone else's cum.
Oh.
You're just like, this is, give me some cotton.
In the Poconos too. They don't clean them well. They don't clean
Egyptian
them well.
Cotton.
A lot of baby boomer cum on those too.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Real, I remember where I was when Kennedy got shot.
Yeah, a lot of Speedwagon cum there. Yeah. A lot of good stuff.
But Che's like, dude, I got you a ticket. So I fly out there. And Shane's like, you can crash in my hotel room. So yeah. I was like, that's all I needed.
Oh, nice.
So I fly out there. Katie and I kept joking around because I was like, at any time, Che could be like, good game. Give me $8,000.
Do you actually think he was going to do that?
I didn't know. Here's the thing. I wouldn't have been mad at him.
And you're like, I'll pay you $4,000.
I would have. I literally thought about it and I went, well, I have the Wilbur coming up. If I get
I'll give you the gate
that,
receipts of the Wilbur.
Yeah, that's it.
We're tickets like, are selling well.
Doing pretty good. We added a second show.
Yeah, it could
be
good.
I might have to give you the back end. I'm giving them points
you
on
get
my
merch
live
too. Shows. Yeah, you get merch sales.
So I was lucky. I was very lucky that I got a free ticket in a free hotel room.
Yeah.
That was really the only way I wanted to go.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And I was lucky. So that's why I say these people that spend their like life
savings.
Did
Katie come with you?
No, I ran solo. I flew out Friday. And then you go to Vegas and it's just that. It's just this like gross. Oh. You're just immediately like there's a lot of celebrities, but celebrities love other celebrities.
They don't want to talk to you.
They don't
want to. They want to talk to the other like Jennifer Aniston or whatever.
Dude, I'm 14th on the call sheet on Billions. They don't give a shit about me. I'm not a celebrity.
You saw everyone there? They're just walking around with their little bodyguards and all that.
I'm kind of tempted to tell this story. I might tell you to edit this out before this comes tomorrow, but this made me, the hardest I laughed was, I went to the Burt Kreischer, Tom Segura show.
They did one during the Super Bowl?
The night before.
Was that planned or random?
Yeah, it was planned.
Oh, okay.
At the MGM Arena.
Jesus.
It was huge. It was awesome.
What, 20,000 people or something?
Yeah. Trevor Jesus. Wallace, Bobby Lee, Shane was a surprise guest, and then Segura and Burt.
Damn.
And it was, I mean, dude.
Wow.
Those people, awesome show. Awesome
didn't
show.
Didn't shit himself.
He didn't poop himself.
There we go.
Bert was
there
on his go. Best behavior. That's and it was good. it was a fucking cool show. We got to
damn,
watch
that's
it.
That rocks.
It was very fun to watch that show because you're like the scale of it.
Yeah.
And you know
I've never seen a show that big before. I've never been like, to a show that
it's like when
that.
I go to a Nate show. I watch Nate at an arena and
yeah.
you're like,
this is a different thing.
It's a different
and
thing.
And I'm looking like, oh, Albany Funny Bone's looking a little light this weekend.
That's how I feel.
Like, okay.
Like, all right, hilarities.
Okay. Saturday Late Show's grim. Okay. Yeah.
You go to Cleveland, I'm there in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I need a couple more hundred people to care. but before the show, there was like so many celebrities there.
Sure.
Nate Diaz came because of Shane.
Oh, yeah.
I met Nate Diaz, who's a huge Niner fan.
Okay.
And I spazzed out so hard about the Niners that I think I turned Nate Diaz. Like,
he's like not a Niners fan anymore?
No,
like,
there was a moment where he was like, all right, dude. Because I was like, and then in 2019, so we're losing to the Chiefs. And I was like.
He's like, I watch like 3 games a year.
No, yeah. No. He knows
he
the
is
games.
A big,
he's
he
like
is. A okay.
fucking diehard.
Yeah.
But what's funny is. Katie is like, you have this spastic energy about the 49ers.
You keep hitting them with facts. They're like, they're out.
And yeah, I just want to talk about like, well, you remember in the Super Bowl against the Chargers in 1994, Jerry Rice.
Second and two, they brought a nickel defense.
So exactly.
We got the read.
So I was doing a little too much of that.
Yeah, yeah.
And at one point I catch Nate Diaz being like, all right. You know, like.
Had you met him before?
No.
Oh,
and I love him.
I
think Nate Diaz rules. He's always.
I don't really know much about UFC, but.
He just talks shit in such a funny way. He's the best. He loves the Niners. And I met one of his buddies who's a fan,
yeah.
who was the man. And so I'm like talking to all these people, having fun. Jimmy Kimmel shows up. There's like a bunch of like celebrities.
King of the Pedo Island.
Yeah.
There we go.
Straight off Epstein Island, Jimmy Kimmel. And all these celebrities come in, and then Bert does this like real big intro where he's like, all right, guys, show's about to start. But before I go, motherfucking Guy Fieri. And
he brings out Guy Fieri to open the show?
No, in the green room.
Oh.
But he gives them that kind of intro, and we're all just like, the room goes, ah, like that.
Like, where there's more famous people in here already.
Like, Jimmy Kimmel's right there. And you're like,
Guy Fieri, though.
And, I mean, Guy Fieri rules.
He's great.
I watch Diners, Drives, and Dives
great
all the time.
Show.
It's my go to watch in a hotel room. But it was funny because the intro, bricked.
What did he think? Everyone was going to like cheer or whatever?
And no one did anything. And Guy Fieri goes, I thought I was going to get more than that.
that's so demoralizing for him.
It made me laugh because I was like, dude.
You know,
I
what?
Just felt his pain at that
They got to be taken down, though. I think that's good. They need to have an ego burst every now and then.
He was either way cooler to people around him that night or a bigger dick.
Yeah, yeah. Either way, he either learned a lesson or doubled down.
Yeah, either broke good or broke bad. But then it was like,
Was Jimmy Kimmel cool? He's hanging? Yeah. He's talking? Yeah,
he was cool. They were like, everyone was cool. I hung out with McCusker. I was just like hanging out. Chris DiStefano was there.
Oh, damn.
I hung out with him. I was hanging out with people I knew.
Yeah, yeah.
Because in those situations, I'm not good at being.
I would not go up to them and be like,
Jimmy Kimmel, what's going on?
What's this Rogers thing? Oh. What the hell? He's an idiot.
I don't know the guy.
I'm not going to bring it up.
Actually, only name drop Katie to him.
Are Sarah Silverman's tits, are they really like that?
Yeah.
Are they as good as I think they would be?
You go, dude, come all right?
On. Huh? Hey, nice. He's got like, her young. Okay.
He's like, dude,
got
I'm married now. What are you doing?
The Man Show didn't age well. What do you have to say about that?
Huh? Girls on trampolines.
Girls on trampolines. Wow. It was a different time. It was a different time, Jimmy.
I loved the Man Show.
It was fun.
I loved
it. It was absurdly sexist, but it's fun.
When you
whatever.
Go back and watch stuff from that, they really just did some stuff of like, I was watching Harold and Kumar go to White Castle on the plane, and I was like, man, this is, it's fun, but it's so dated.
The comedy's rarely. They don't stick around. Austin Powers aged well.
It did.
That's a great comedy.
You know what Mike Myers aged well that no one talks about? So I Married
Cat
an Axe
in the
Murder.
Hat.
Wait, the Love Guru.
Oh, Axe Murder? It's been too long. I don't remember
So I Married
one.
An Axe Murderer.
That's with him? I grew up loving that movie. Really?
So that was like a nostalgia.
Okay. Was that before Austin Powers?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He does Fat Bastard as his dad.
Really?
Yeah, his dad's like a Scottish guy.
Oh, that's the beginning of Fat Bastard? That's where it
that's
came
where
from?
That's where the impression came from.
Oh, really? Yeah, oh, he's like, man.
Look at the size of that boy's head.
Such an insane character.
Go watch it, because his dad's really funny.
Really?
Because his dad's like a conspiracy theorist.
Okay.
Because they read the world news, the weekly world news.
Oh, yeah, yeah, oh,
and there's
yeah,
like a the scene
tabloid, yeah.
where Mike Myers goes to his dad, he goes, you guys are reading that? He goes, it's a known fact that the five most wealthiest families in the world all meet at a facility called the Meadows. And he like goes into it. The Gettys, the Rothschilds, the Queen, the Colonel before he went tits up. And then he just shits on the Colonel Sanders for a while. It's great. Watch So I Married an Ex-Murderer.
That's back when conspiracy theories were cool.
It was funny.
That was great. It was great. Then.
It didn't
do
any harm.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't lose family
right,
members.
Right, you're not shooting up a pizza place
exactly.
over that. Yeah.
You're just going like, you know, lizard people run CNN, and you go, I could see
okay,
that.
Okay, yeah. Well, sure. Wow, what's for dinner?
You know what it was? Okay. It was consequenceless.
Yeah, yeah.
Conspiracy
now
things.
People are way too deep in. You can't even get out.
Because of the internet, you can just dive into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. There's too many documentaries now.
Trust me, I'm a wrestling fan. You can get into that shit where you're
are there conspiracies in wrestling?
There's just everything about wrestling.
Yeah,
wrestling fans are always too intense.
See, that's something I know nothing about, wrestling.
But the football intensity,
yeah.
The Super Bowl, there's fans there, but there's...
Most people don't give a shit.
Yeah.
They just are there for the spectacle or to say they could afford it.
We had these two young Chiefs fans behind us, these two young guys who were great.
Yeah.
They were fun. We were talking shit. Me and Che were talking shit to them. They, by the way, it's funny when someone realizes the person you're with is famous.
Because they realized it was Michael Che after a little bit.
And you watch them... Katie and I were laughing about it last night. I could talk all the shit and I would, and they wouldn't get mad because they want Che to like them.
Oh,
because he's famous.
Oh, that's
so
fun.
I could just turn back around and be like, you guys suck. Kansas City sucks. And they'd be like,
you guys are ugly. Your city sucks.
I mean, I was doing that
because
the 49ers have a male cheerleader, Jonathan.
Oh, that's a big controversy among
probably
male fans. I'm sure.
Not,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
For,
Katie, he's also ripped though, I'm sure too. He's like
a young Latin guy.
He dances
with him.
Good for him.
That's exactly
there we go.
We went to the
and like, of course San Francisco has a fucking male cheerleader.
Well, that's what they said.
Gay city.
We went last season and discovered Jonathan.
Yeah.
So he became a thing where Katie became a fan of him. She'd be like a stage mom. She'd be like, Jonathan. She's a Patriots fan.
Yeah.
So we're at Niners games. She'd be like, where's Jonathan? Where's my guy?
That's great.
And she'd like watch because he really does like the girl
he
moves.
He does the exact same,
I mean, same
thing.
Moves. Yeah. He does the choreography that they do.
Wow.
So we're watching it and I'm texting with Katie and I'm like, I don't think Jonathan made the Super Bowl squad. And she's like, no. And then I like found it and I'm taking a picture. And one of the young fans was like, oh, you guys got a male cheerleader or whatever? And I was like, yeah, sorry we're progressive on like your shithole state of Missouri. But because they wanted Chato, they're like,
you're right, we could change a few things. We should update our morals.
Yeah. But I didn't really care.
Yeah. But then they can't clap back.
Well, they were being cool. They actually were. They were like lightly talking shit. It was fun.
That's great.
But they were young and energetic. So as the Chiefs started coming back, they'd be like, let's fucking go. But their voice would crack.
Oh, they were like young.
Yeah, they were like early 20s.
Wow, they probably threw their like Christmas bonus. They're like, we're going to the Super Bowl.
They were cool. And if they're watching this, you guys were cool. And you did make watching it. And by the way, after they won, as we were leaving, they're like, hey guys, that was a lot of fun. They weren't like dicks about it.
That's great.
They like at the end were like, guys, that was a lot of fun.
They knew they didn't deserve to win.
Yeah, I mean, they did though. We should have ran the ball. That's all I'm going to say about the actual game.
Run and the fumble was brutal.
The fumble was brutal. The missed extra point.
That guy's done.
No, Moody hit 255.
He did, but that one, yeah. Listen, 55, that's true. He set the record, and then it got broken, right?
Should have ran the damn ball. We had Christian McCaffrey and Kyle Juszczyk. We had an all-pro backfield. We should have just
been. You got to give it to the Polak.
And then
you got to give it to the.
He's the best.
The ripped Polish.
I love Kyle Juszczyk. We also started running the ball in the fourth quarter in overtime, and it was working. And you're like, where was this in the second, the third quarter? That is all I will say about the
actual. We don't want to go into that.
That is it about the X's and O's. It was very upsetting. It was very upsetting to watch them lose. And where Vegas really sucks is when you're sad. When you're sad about something.
They're trying to trick you into be happy the whole time.
Immediately.
Like, oh, come on.
And like, I saw a lot of 49ers fans that were out gambling and drinking. There's probably people that put it behind them, but I just wanted to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get the fuck out of there.
But you had to share a hotel still.
No, because Shane got a better room.
Oh, good.
And I texted him the next day. I said, hey, man, that was the most depressed I've ever been after a football game. Thank you for giving me my own space. Because I only snapped.
God, if you would have had to be in the room with him while like you're like,
oh, he was
sad.
Great.
I'm sure it'd be fine, but you don't want to be alone.
He's friends with Christian McCaffrey, Juszczyk, and
who's
Kittle.
Who's his team?
He's an Eagles fan.
Eagles, right?
And they
were
there last year.
Yeah, right.
And by the way, when you love a team loudly,
yeah.
So what Katie and that's what Katie said. She's like, when you love a team loudly, motherfuckers know how to get you. So Twitter was brutal.
Sometime. Oh, yeah. Stay off. You got to stay off for
I read
a week.
It.
Yeah.
I was getting fired up.
What were they saying about
fuck
you guys?
You. One guy was like, "What?" The only person that I was like, man, I was like,
fuck you, dude.
Fuck you. And then another dude on Instagram, it was actually funny, but that's what got me to respond.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people were like, fuck the Niners.
Sure,
I'm like, listen,
That's just how it goes.
It's par for the course.
Yeah.
I rubbed it in the face of Packers fans, Lions fans, on our way there.
Of course. This is the game.
Also, I realized growing up how much shit I used to give Cincinnati Bengals fans because I was always like, 49ers.
Is that how you hate? Oh, because
well,
the
no.
boomer aside
and
all that?
I flex on them and you're like, 49ers beat you guys twice in the Super Bowl. And now Chiefs fans are like, we got you twice. And you're like, you did. And now I know how it feels. So I get it.
Yeah.
So I'm fine eating shit. The one guy doing that the day of where you're like, dude, fuck.
Why are you thinking of this?
That's exactly
the thing. Like, how is this in your
also,
brain?
Also, you're that big.
Yo, I'm so drunk, I got to dunk on soda right now. I got to take him down.
One guy wrote me, hindsight, it's very funny. He wrote, Niners got bowled over the way you bowl over your podcast guests.
And I was like, oh, okay, that's funny.
And
it was funny,
so I wrote, like, fuck you, dork, or whatever.
Yeah.
And then the guy was like, go Seahawks. And so immediately I went to his profile to see how I could hurt him. And he was a guitar player.
Oh.
And I was like, you suck at guitar, pussy. And I was just like, and then
I bet he's going to frame that though. That'll be on the wall.
So here's the thing. The guy's funny. So the guy got me to laugh because after I wrote that, I was like, dude, go get high, take a shower, put on Ancient Aliens, chill out.
Yeah. Don't look at your phone.
I did
that. Yeah.
So I did that. So I go get high in the shower and I come back out. And then like later I'm laying in the hotel bed and I look at Instagram and he wrote like, he wrote a burn that sucked. And I wrote, oh, so you're dumb. And I like went back at him. And then I wrote, I'm glad the Sonics got taken from Seattle.
Oh, there we go.
And then he immediately responded, well, at least it only happened once. Unlike you losing to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Oh,
and I was like, that was good.
Touche.
And I wrote back, that was actually good. And then I was high enough that I go, you don't suck at guitar. I'm just being a bitch.
You do a pretty good modern blues. You're actually pretty
good. And then
the
guy wrote back right before we recorded this podcast.
Oh, really?
He DM'd me an apology. He was like, dude, I was drunk. And he was like, if someone would have wrote me that after the Malcolm Butler interception against the Patriots, I would have wanted to kill my, he's like, I would have been so mad. He wrote me a very,
this is good. The internet working.
That's what I mean. But he wrote me a very nice message and I wrote him back. I was like, dude, I genuinely appreciate that apology.
That doesn't happen often. You got to savor those moments.
Yeah. The University of Houston basketball, I hope all of their knees blow out and it's that guy's fault.
They haven't been good at anything in decades.
Guess what? It's jihad on your ass. You are an enemy until I'm dead.
Yeah, it's October 7th on you, buddy. But we're
it's also really funny to be mad at a person that you don't know their name or their face.
Yeah, yeah.
So now I just have heat for the University of Houston.
Does he didn't have his face on it?
No, he's a pussy.
That should be a law. You have to have your face. Yeah. I actually think it should have to be your first and last.
And by the way, I bet if you talked to the guy, he was like, yeah, I was joking. Like, I didn't mean to make you upset.
He's just a little man. He has a sad life.
When you're loud about loving your football team and they lose a suit, it hurts.
Yeah.
People know how to go right to the heart.
Of course.
Yeah, and I was like bummed out, but it's been a couple days.
I remember when Brett Favre threw that interception against the Saints in college.
I was at a bar with Nate and Joe List. That was one of the best NFC Championship games.
That was an amazing game. Yeah. We should have easily won.
That was the year the Saints won it.
Yeah, yeah. They beat us, and then we probably would have. I can't remember who they played.
With Favre was so fun.
We lost 3 or 4 NFC Championships in my lifetime.
But you know that feeling, and you're like, after that game, you're like.
I was in college. I just got drunk for like a week. I told my professors, I'm not coming to class. That was me being funny.
Dude, I canceled. We were supposed to do a live podcast and I just canceled it. On the plane yesterday, I was like, I don't want to do that festival. And they're like, my agent was like, okay.
Because
of
the 49, you're like, Niners.
I was just sad. I was like,
you get a week. You get a week. Dude, come on.
We're recording this days after.
Yeah, yeah.
We probably should put this out. And then losing and then leaving Vegas.
Did you have to just leave early the next morning?
Yeah.
Dang.
I got up.
The airport's insane, I'm sure.
And by the way, a lot of Niners fans. So the first time I went to a Super Bowl in Miami and I watched the 49ers lose to the Chiefs, I had this real big thing about like, I'm going to wear my hat to the airport.
Just to show them.
I'm going
to
show them. You've beaten me, but you haven't destroyed
me. You haven't taken my hat. And I'm still standing, have my hat.
My hat still stays on my head.
Sorry, I still have this little hat. Nothing can take this from me.
So we go, when I go to the airport in Miami, there's a group of Chiefs fans in front of me.
Oh.
And the old black TSA agent, this old black dude, he's like, now that's a championship group.
Oh.
He's like, look at you guys winning your trophy. He's like being super complimentary.
They have like knives sticking out. He's like, come on through. I'll just celebrate. Cares?
And then he's complimenting them, heavily complimenting them.
Yeah.
He's like, what a day. You must be on top of the world. And then he sees me and he goes, I see you, big dog, repping your colors. That's respectable. You a real fan. And that made me feel good.
Wow. There we go.
Thanks, mister. Hey, thanks.
God, I hate Kansas City.
Me too.
Because Patrick Mahomes, I when I was in Kansas City, I saw this on stage, but he's like, that's as black as they want him to be.
They go, anymore.
They're like, we love our Italian quarterback. Yeah. They're like, we love this guy.
His mother's sauce must be incredible.
Yes, he's one of the well-spoken ones.
By the way, Patrick Mahomes' dad rules.
Really?
Have you ever watched
any? He got a DUI. I was like, I'm in.
His third.
I'm in.
A hat trick.
Why are you not getting a driver 3 days before the Super Bowl? Yeah, what are
also,
you doing?
Please ride a bike to the Super Bowl because you can't drive.
Why are you driving? That's cool, though.
When he beat the Bengals, he was like, we smoking on that Joe Burrow. He had a cigar or whatever.
Oh,
I was like,
oh, really?
He was a professional baseball player.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was a pitcher for the Mets.
Nepo baby. Damn, everyone's a fucking Nepo baby.
Everybody.
Everyone. God damn.
Whatever, man. The Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes is like one of the best quarterbacks
of all
time. He
is great. He's boring, though. Brock Purdy's boring. I didn't know he was a Bible thumper until a couple days ago.
Huge Bible thumper.
That was lame to learn. I hated that.
You look at his face. You couldn't know that?
You never know.
But Patrick Mahomes, what makes me laugh is his Kermit voice, where he's like, and we really took it to him. And you're like...
He doesn't have that gruff voice. He's not a tough guy at all.
Tom Brady had a cool voice.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone has a cool voice. Patrick Mahomes like, well, it was really hard.
And he's really ugly, too. Yeah. Patrick Mahomes is like...
We're just passionate. Chiefs fans are like, come on, guys. We're fucking too...
Well, they won. We can take him down. He's ugly. His wife's kind of mid. I mean, come on.
And now she's in... Now
and I'm ugly, too. Yeah. Come on. We know it.
But losing to them and then going to the airport on Monday... I was like, I'm not wearing a hat. I just don't want to
do
it.
Oh, you didn't want to go through it because everyone's time, talking to you. They're either jeering you or like, well, I know how you feel, man.
And Big J and I talked when I was at the airport, and he's like, yeah, dude, don't wear a hat. He's like, because either people are going to commiserate with you.
Which is annoying. You just want to be left alone. You want to be left alone.
I don't want you to know who I was cheering for. No. I just want to go home, man.
What you would do, you should wear a 49ers mask. A face mask. No one's going to talk to you. But like, that little pussy likes football? Come on. What the hell?
This libtards.
Holy shit. I didn't know they let liberals in the Super Bowl.
That's crazy. The shakedown on you. Yeah, me showing up, double masked,
yeah,
and saying like, "Where
I got vaxxed."
Yeah, ask me about my vaccination.
And ask then me how many boosters I've had.
And then a 49er. Then yeah, I should put 6 band-aids
That's
on my.
That's why you lost. Because you guys got vaxxed up.
But dude, it was Usher.
Usher, you couldn't see it. That sucks.
We could kind of see it.
It was very well done. I was the core. Sounds gay, but the choreography ripped.
Unbelievable.
They did like this Cirque du Soleil
with
thing.
His roller skates.
So cool. It was really well done.
It was the oldest.
And then her came on, did that guitar solo.
She's great.
That was amazing.
She's unbelievable.
I was rock hard during that. That was amazing.
Cleavage and.
Finally an instrument. Yeah. I love that.
Hot licks and giant cleavage.
Yeah. Oh God, I'm in. That ripped.
You could tell it made me feel the oldest I've ever felt.
I didn't know many of the songs, I'll be fair.
Well, but because the kids behind us, we were like, are you guys ready for this? And they were like,
they don't really know Usher.
They were like, he's old.
We know Love in This Club. Then that's even 10 years old. Jesus.
No, that's too old.
That's God. Yeah,
these guys were like early 20s.
Right. They wouldn't know any Usher. They like, no, yeah, but they don't really.
But they know it's like a joke.
It. Like, I grinded to that song. Yeah. I got my first boner to Courtney Roosevelt. Like, that's a huge song for me.
Shout out, Courtney.
Courtney, you remember that? Come on.
Come on, you felt
Everyone
that.
Everyone remembered that. It was a huge deal at our school.
The oldest I felt was getting excited when Luda showed up.
Oh, and he did not look good.
Oh, I couldn't see him.
I'll
tell you what, I just heard him on the mic and I was like, Luda!
And they had Jermaine Dupri there for no reason.
You knew that.
They always have a couple. I hoped, yeah, it was good. I thought Justin Bieber was going to show
Me
up,
too.
But it was good.
He was at the Super Bowl.
He was there?
They cut to him on the camera.
Oh, damn. That
the funniest
ripped.
One they cut to was they did all the celebrities on the big screen. They cut to Leo. Leo didn't even look up from his phone. And everyone in his box is like, Leo, you're on it. And he was like,
he doesn't give a shit.
And he went,
I'm grooming a 21-year-old, please. Yeah. I have other things to
I'm
do
telling
right
her
now.
I don't need her to know American
I'm
history.
I'm telling her, how old are you? When's your birthday? Yeah. Don't tell me.
Hold up a newspaper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, he goes, she's a W. Bush
They
baby.
Hold up a kiss cam. He's like, he can't legally kiss the woman next to him. Yeah. He can't.
Sorry, guys, this can't be on
we
wax.
Have to wait. Yeah, can't put it on wax.
I can't put this on officially.
Did they keep cutting to Taylor at the game?
The saddest one, was not really. They only cut to her a couple times. The saddest shit was, all the corporate dudes that were there, you could see where she was, and people were doing this with their phones where they were like they found what box she was in and they were
filming her the whole time.
Yeah, like,
that's so embarrassing.
You're like dude, come
that's
on,
so
you're
sad.
At the Super Bowl.
Yeah, what are you that's
I,
oh that,
so the only time I did some salty shit the entire game was I told you, the kids behind us, they're great.
They're good.
Huge Chiefs fans. They're in Chiefs jerseys. They were like,
they actually cared.
They gave such a shit.
Yeah.
A couple next to us from the Bay Area, Andre and his wife, I fucked up her name. They were unbelievable.
Yeah.
49ers fans. We were talking to them the whole game. This row in front of us was corporate guys. And one of the guys was wearing a Chiefs hat, but then like a green shirt. So I'm like, I might be with his work buddies. He's a Chiefs fan, whatever. As the game gets more intense, they kind of like, they notice Che, so they're like trying to talk to us. And they're like corporate, they're real like, what's up, bros?
Yeah,
like
that, yeah.
Like older guys. And they're telling us about their bets. And you're like, I don't, dude.
They don't even care about
They're like,
them.
we're 49er fans. Like,
yeah.
I don't care about your
We got
fucking,
an 8-leg parlay. Come
that's
on,
exactly
man.
The deal. Oh, yeah. Actually, if Brock Purdy throws 3 touchdowns, I'm going to win $500. And you're like,
right.
Cool. So this one guy's wearing a Chiefs, and I go like, dude, concert of the game, aren't you a Chiefs fan? He goes, I'm actually a Panthers fan. And I went, and I was just mad, and I went, you know, it's like you just put a curse on your team for 7 years. Wearing
they
another,
don't need another curse either.
And that's what he kept saying. Yeah. What's funny is when you say something like that, when you talk
That's
out,
like male magic. We make fun of female witches, but you're like, oh, shit. I did curse my team. Yeah. We make fun of the Brooklyn Witches. We're like, well, I hexed my team for 8 years.
Dude, watching him take it personal and be like, at first he's like, yeah, yeah. And then like, there's a timeout and he goes, you know, I don't think I cursed him because, and I go, dude, this is the rules. You just cursed him for seven seasons.
I can't argue.
And he keeps being like, well, I understand what you're saying, but it really isn't. And then he just keeps telling us about our bets into the fourth quarter.
In a month from now, he's going to be hanging from his ceiling fan, yeah, like, we curse the Panthers.
I'm sorry.
There's only one way to turn the curse back.
I need to kill myself.
Sorry, Sharon. I did it for the team.
Go teal and black.
Terrible colors.
Yeah, light blue, whatever there is. It's terrible. He turned around at one point during the fourth quarter where it's crazy intense. Yeah. It's a back and forth game. And he just started talking and I just put my hand in front of his face and I went, dude, I'm watching the game.
Yeah,
and he
yeah.
just went like, okay. And I've never done anything like that.
Well, because they're not used to, they're probably very wealthy and yeah. they're not used to people being like, we don't want to hear what you have to say.
Pipe down.
Haven't you heard of my angel capital firm? We're angel investors.
Don't you know that I'm the one that got Zoom off the ground? And you're like, I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. But that was the saltiest thing that I did at
that's
the game.
That's good. You got it.
I just went like,
you don't wear a jersey that's not your team or a hat. That's lame. Why would you ever do that?
Ew.
That's insane.
Ew.
Wear your Panthers jersey. I'd even understand that.
One of the funniest moments from this football season was, I wear Dolphins shit for McDaniel.
Sure, yeah.
Because he's the coach.
Yeah.
And I want to support my friend. Katie is a Patriots fan. So she doesn't like the Dolphins. They're division rivals.
Right, right.
We go to the Dolphins Broncos. We went to that game.
Yeah, yeah.
And Mike's wife was
you went to the one where they scored 70 points.
And Mike's wife was like, the night before the game, she was like, hey, if anybody needs some Dolphin stuff. And she looks at Katie. She goes, Katie, it's a whiteout. Do you need any Dolphin stuff? And Katie goes, do I have to? Respectfully.
Yeah, yeah.
And Mike's wife was like, no. And Katie was like, I can't. I'm just a Patriots fan. I can't wear any Dolphin shit.
That's fair.
And that's, you don't do that. Yeah. You don't wear someone else's. Unless you have a reason to.
Right. But I would never wear a Green Bay Packers jersey. Yeah. Absolutely never.
But he just like bought a hat to be like, I'm part of it.
I want the Super Bowl.
He didn't realize he was going to get salty. Dan,
I love
and Chay.
That.
He's Chay gonna, wasn't even looking at him. Chay was like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
Chay
yeah.
wanted nothing.
Chay's
to
like,
do
that's a loser. Yeah. I don't deal with that
and he's
shit.
Like, actually, I've been to a couple SNL tapings. Pretty cool. And you're like, fuck off, dude.
Used to be better.
I remember when Will Ferrell was there.
Oh, they're right.
But dude, just. I wish I would have touched his face. I wish I would have just completely...
just turn it around completely. Yeah.
Or put my fingers on his lips and gone like...
Taking a little nacho cheese. Yeah. No.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up. Watch the game, you fool.
But I do... overall...
sounds like a good experience.
It was interesting.
You got to see Post Malone sing. He was actually pretty good. I thought he was great. I was shocked.
Chay turned to me after God Bless America and he goes, I think I'm a Post Malone fan.
He could play the guitar and sing. I'm into
it. And he nailed it. He always seems very polite and nice.
Yeah, I actually would love to hang out with him. Yeah. He's wearing Cowboys gear. I don't know. I didn't know he's from Texas.
Huge Cowboys fan.
Oh, really? Okay, I didn't
know
where he's from.
He's a huge Cowboys fan.
Yeah, he seems like a good guy. Reba was looking tight. Reba's a hot 65-year-old woman.
And
Alicia Keys looked amazing.
It was fun, man. It was cool. It's a cool spectacle to witness. If you have an opportunity, if it's not going to break,
I would only go if the Vikings were in it. I couldn't go. And
go
I don't
once.
I can't imagine we'll ever make a Super Bowl in the next 10 years.
You never know.
Maybe Cousins gets it going.
You go once.
Yeah.
I got lucky that I was able to go twice. I've watched two losses. I'm done.
I would rather go to like an NBA Finals game. Yeah. If the Timberwolves make it this year, which possibly could, that would be fun.
I really tried.
Because there's less at stake because there's more than one game.
That's what I
so
mean.
So it's not as like winner takes all.
This is all do or die.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, when we were leaving the stadium, there was at least three kids scream crying.
Really?
In a way that I understood.
They're like 8 years old.
They're on Brock Purdy jerseys.
Oh, and that's like, their first guy too.
Yeah, that's gonna be their Montana.
I didn't realize how young Brock Purdy was. He like 24?
Yeah, he's 2 years old.
I was like, he almost won a Super Bowl before I had sex. I was originally at 25 and this guy's gonna win a fucking Super Bowl.
He's gonna hoist the Lombardi trophy.
God damn it. I didn't even come before that.
That's crazy. When did you start jerking off?
Like 24, 25.
You just held it?
Yeah, I just didn't really. I didn't. It never crossed my mind. I don't know. It's weird.
It
yeah.
wasn't like.
I don't really know why, honestly.
Did it like an Android? Did it like drip out of your tear ducts?
There was a lot of nocturnal emissions, as they're called medically. That's absolutely
because your body's like
the levee. Just they would just wash over the dike every once in a while.
Just
the
levee
just couldn't hold. The ninth ward was getting flooded with cum every once in a while.
When you start jerking off, do your shoulders immediately roll back? Or are you like?
Oh, I'm ready. Oh, yeah.
Your voice changes. You go like, oh, baby.
Oh, I'm not a falsetto anymore. Oh, sorry. I'm baby, out of the choir.
Baby. Let's chill out.
I was a lot whiter before that, too.
You're like, guys. A lot
just guzzling.
You have to remember a lot. And then you come and you're like,
oh. Hey, guys. You're like, I'm different now.
You start smoking.
You're like, yeah.
Man, come and changed me.
It did. It really did.
How long do we... You want to do the cards now? Oh, oh, damn.
We did an hour six?
Damn,
okay,
we usually try to keep it to 50.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
I'm just such a charismatic guy. Sorry, folks.
Check out...
Sorry, extra content.
I'll do the plugs right now. Check out Jeffrey's special, Alpha, on YouTube.
The Only Funny White Man.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it has an Alpha sign in the back, but The Only Funny White Man.
It's fucking phenomenal. We got to go on the road, and dude,
we had some good times.
You are fucking hilarious.
Thank you.
One of my favorite comics to watch.
Oh, hell
Legitimately hilarious.
Thank you. Whitecomedian.com.
Is that what you got?
I bought it a decade ago. Whitecomedian.com.
It's great.
$100 a year.
Go see Jeffrey live. One of the funniest comics working right now.